This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Massive wildfires are scorching California. Firefighters are exhausted. In Big Sur, they've been working around the clock in 12-hour shifts for nearly 2 weeks. Krista Almanzon from member station KAZU has more.
In the last week, the wildfire burning in Big Sur has tripled in size, while the number of fire personnel on the scene has doubled. Greg DeNitto normally works for the U.S. Forest Service in Missoula, Montana. He's been called to the Basin Complex Fire to handle public information.
Starting a fire season here in middle of June, when you still got July and August and even into September to go, they will get exhausted, and that certainly reduces their effectiveness down the road and increases the risk of their safety.
DeNitto says every time a new fire starts, it takes its toll. After a fire broke out near Santa Barbara earlier this week, crews on this fire had to give up some airplane support.
Krista Almanzon for member station KAZU reporting. Parts of Arizona are burning, too. The flames have destroyed homes and forced evacuations north of Phoenix. Bacteria aren't known to have a good sense of timing, and that's bad news for folks grilling burgers this holiday weekend. 5.3 million pounds of meat could be tainted with E. coli. Dozens have gotten sick already. E. coli can be deadly for those with weak immune systems. The meat came from Nebraska Beef Limited. It went into ground beef packages, including those at Kroger, the grocery chain recalled the meat and put details on its website. There's grim economic news just about every day lately. Now, some economists think it could get worse. Here's NPR's Jack Spear with the story.
The economic news of late has been pretty grim. Another dip in employment in June, with the economy losing 62,000 non-farm payroll jobs, a fall off in a key non-manufacturing index last month, and consumer confidence whipsawed by record high oil prices. Put it all together, and Cal State University economics professor Sun Wong Son says he thinks things are likely to deteriorate further.
Clearly, the economy is being battered by the high price of gasoline, credit crunch, and the housing debacle. I believe the worst is yet to come.
Son is in the group that believes the bear market may have just begun. He says such down markets historically often last a year or more.
NPR's Jack Spear reporting. In sports, or whatever it is, competitive eating fans have their Super Bowl today. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is this afternoon on Coney Island. Something of a grudge match this year. The defending champion is Joey Chestnut. The California man ate 66 dogs and buns in 12 minutes last year, becoming the first American winner in years. He edged out Japan's Takeru Kobayashi, who ate a mere 63. Kobayashi had won the previous six scarf downs. The rules are a little different this year. Competitors will only have 10 minutes instead of 12. That was the original time minute when the contest started in 1916. That is your news and other stuff. For now, it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
So, Mark, the Nathan's contest is the Super Bowl of overeating, but you know what else the Super Bowl of overeating is?
The actual Super Bowl?
Yeah, if you've ever had one of those party with the
commercial breaks, yeah.
But thank God they pulled it back from 12 to 10 minutes, because 12 minutes of all the hot dogs you could eat, that would be gluttonous.
Well, these guys, though, they're not big, fat guys.
Right,
I mean, they're like built. They're ripped. They look like judo instructors now. It's weird.
And the Black Widow, she's good, too, and she's a small woman. Yep, but some of them are really big, but not the big winners. Not Kobayashi, not Joey Chestnut.
You got to work out. You got to have washboard abs to win.
Yeah, or something.